Blog Talk Radio.
I have so much high self-esteem, I am Israel. I glory in myself, as many of us did. It made me feel as if I was the highest thing on the world, because I thought I knew the greatest secret on this earth. Men and women were burning down institutions of education and rioting because they wanted black history. And I said, I found black history right here in the Holy Scriptures, and I found out that I'm part of the holiest, greatest.
Yeah, I serve a divine purpose. Walk through the iron furnace, not burning 400 years. You got it, no time purpose. Wise flourish, fools following folly. The blind person, eyes hurt and let the light in. Like I despise curtain, watch out for them lying service. Humbleness, I'm trying purchase. Cause it's kind of hard to stay on your job with pride working. What's his name? And his son's name, if you can tell. Yahweh Elohim, the host, his son's name is Israel. So awake, Jacob, and watch out for your sins. Yahweh be with you, you'll be with him. If you seek him, he will find you. Do not put his words behind you. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. So please be mindful. Life is a battleground, so break up your fallow grounds. Seek righteousness and sow in mercy till he showers down. Your former in latter rain, restored in the latter days. Jacob no longer repressed and thinking like a slave.
Yahweh is his name. His word just came to us in the rain. Yahweh is his name. His word just came to us in the rain.
Is that Yahweh? Is
Yahweh is
Yahweh
his name.
Is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our
His word just came to us with the rain.
When I call, O Elohim, O my righteousness, you haven't lost. When I was stressed, you heard my prayers, have mercy upon. When I almost slipped, you grabbed my foot and told me to hold on. O sons of men, how long will you turn Yah's glory into shame? And love, live in vain, walking in your own way. See, life be Yahweh separated to himself. Death from death, with understanding, knowledge is my help. Finally steps, please Yashima, when I call, standing all don't sin, commune with your own heart, while you still in your bed, see lie, offer the sacrifice of righteousness, put your trust in Yah, so your life just lives, no son will say, ain't no good in this day, Yah lift this countenance to shine this light on his face, put gladness in my heart more than the time when they whine and crease, now I will both lay me down in peace, cause only Yah keep me safe.
Yahweh is his name. His word just came to us as the rain. Yahweh is his name. His word just came to us as the rain.
The greatest thing that I ever heard is that Yahweh
is his name.
Yahweh is our lawgiver.
His word just came to us as the rain.
Yeah. For Tribe Entertainment. Yeah.
It is a glory for Yah to conceal a thing, but it's another to search it out the purity. The heart has many vices for us to give to desires. So choose you life or death where you live for burning fire. Now who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council? I say who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council of God? Come on.
Will you serve God? Or will you pass by?
Will you serve God? Yeah. Or will you pass? Yeah. Will you praise Almighty Yahweh to every moment to Rabboni. Speak his word faithful. Every law and testimony, there's no light up in you. If you continue to discredit Yah's credential about who is serving, let the spirit get you. Deuteronomy 13, first 7 verses, 18, chapter 2. Ruin the all the service purpose. If you feel the light, you will profit to bring the topic. Leave your emotions out. Bring to the table Yahweh's writing. If you enlighten, since they hyped up all Yahweh's light, and let these people know Genesis 1 begin that time and rather not enough for mine, and you won't find where the moon is finding. Other day is violent words of thumb unto my brightness, was an unsigned to bring it no months either. In the desert 40 years, they have no leaps neither. Shout out to Malek, David, and King Solomon, who will sign all y'all soldiers to where the higher land. It is the glory for y'all to conceal a thing, but it's an honor to search it out the purity. The heart has many vices for us to give to desires. So choose your life or death where you live or burn the fire. Now who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council in the God? I say who will stand in the council of God? Now who will stand in the council of God? Come on.
Yeah, it's time for for me to take the shackles off. Everybody want freedom, but they don't know the actual cost. They want to be down for the cause without the accurate law. Sacrifices, bodies lifeless, just to prove who's the wisest. Y'all's golden tongue better than Midas. I transfer light through the mic, the way your internet like a hack through your wireless. The flow is timeless, cause I spit with coke. My false prophets were synthetic like Boca. Patties, no counsel against y'all, so y'all can at me. H-O-Y trying to take sin from the Navi. Teach precision, no merits if they perish. I can tell they lacking vision. If two don't walk in unison, then they destined for collision. That's why we seeking that counsel that is hidden. Like stone for the righteous, that's living.
It is a glory for y'all to conceal a thing. But it's an honor to search it out of purity. The heart has many vices for us to give to desires. So choose you life or death when you live for burning fire. Now, who will stand in the counsel of God? Now, who will stand in the
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am More Isha Yisrael from the House of Yisrael of Cincinnati, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. Here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that is tuned in to our program. For we know the only reason you have tuned in to our program is because of your great fear and your great love towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only king, the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer and the only savior of Israel in the world. Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us and rose us up to bring you his truth. So that's what we will do. And today, we're going to be continuing talking about the current plight of the world and the current plight of our people with the various calamities that are happening in the world today. And we're going to deal with the thing, the center of it all, and that's the democratic system. Because this world today is under the impression that democracy is the progressive and most sophisticated way to conduct national and communal affairs and world affairs. This is what has been promulgated and promoted throughout the world, that we should be under a democracy, which they say is a government for the people, by the people. And is it? Is this a government for the people, by the people? Are the ones that rule, and they rule for themselves? The government is for you, and it is chosen by you. More Ishaya the other day taught on voting, which is one of the most important pillars to democracy. Voting. And we apologize for yesterday not being on air, but there were technical difficulties beyond our control. We learned that voting is really there in the center of this democratic system. It's what they use to give you the impression that you are involved in your own governance, that no one has unjust power over you, that you have the right to choose who will lead you. You have the right to choose the direction of your destiny by the governing leaders that you select. This is the bag that they sell you. And this is your democratic system. But is this democratic system really the most sophisticated? Is this democratic system really the most progressive and enlightened rule of governance that you can have? Or have we all been lied to and sold a bag of tricks? Well, the truth is, here in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, verse, we'll begin reading verse 17. This matter, and turn his mic up, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy Ones, to the intent that the living may know, that the living may know, go ahead, that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. He giveth it to whomsoever he will, and he sets up over it the basis, the lowest of men. Meaning all your voting only brings about the will of the Most High. All your voting only brings forward the purpose of the Creator. The people ran to vote out the worst president on record at the time, with Bush, and of course, they wanted to keep Clinton and his administration in office, so they knew Bush was going to be a horrible president, and they came out to vote against Bush, and Bush lost. I'm talking about George W. Bush in the beginning of this century, the year 2000. He lost, and they stole the election. Al Gore did not become president because Bush cheated. And how did this cheater win? Because that's who Yahweh wanted in office. Yahweh wanted this base man in office. Al Gore wants to save trees. You can't have that man in office. He wants you to breathe better. Bush didn't want that. He wanted to send the world into more degradation and war. And that's exactly what happened. Then they came out again for Bush. Vote him out. But no, he won again. And he stole it again. And then you thought you was putting in somebody better when you put Obama in office. But he did more of the same. And then Trump stood up. And everybody knew that he couldn't win. How could this man win? How could this man beat Hillary Clinton, who was supposed to be president? Her whole plan was to be president, since she became a senator 16 years before she ran for office. She was a senator, and then with Obama, she was the Secretary of State. She was prepared to be the president. Now, of course, she would win against Donald Trump, who was just some two-bit hustler, a businessman, never held a political office ever, a reality show star, a fool. How could she lose? They came out and voted. And you see who's the president. Because Yahweh puts the basis of men in office, even though you voted. Your votes go to the will of the Most High. Yet, the people are still fooled. And what should Israel be doing? Should Israel be fooled by the democratic system? The system that is supposed to be for the people, by the people. What did Yahweh say about this system? Let me give you a little bit of history of this system. Go to the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. Start reading at verse 23.
Thus he said, fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces.
Yes, the fourth beast is the fourth kingdom on earth. This kingdom is what Yahweh calls it, a kingdom. Even though this fourth kingdom would be diverse from all the kingdoms on earth, and it should devour the whole earth and tread it down and break it in pieces. And why? Why is it different? Well, if you look at the history of governments in the world, before this fourth beast became a ruling kingdom, they were all kingdoms in which there was a king or an emperor, as they call them. It was always some kind of what they call monarchy, a government in which was ruled by kings and queens, emperors and empresses, ruling men and women that ruled by their lineage and their bloodline and through conquering. Not this appearance of a kingdom in which people choose who will be their king. So this fourth beast was different. The Grecians started out with an emperor, a king, but they had these people called senators, in which the people chose these senators. It was called a republic. A government that was checked by its representatives that represented the people, these so-called senators. And yes, they got this system of governance from what you call Africa, because in Africa, the ancients would choose their elders that would represent their communities to the king. Nevertheless, it was not like this Grecian system. And from this Grecian system, these senators and representatives turned into a new system of governance in which they elected even the leader of their country. And that's what this democracy became, based in this republic system that chose its representatives, and now they even choose their chief representative, which is called the president. This is different from all the kingdoms on the earth. Keep reading.
And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings.
Meaning there were 10 kingdoms that would stand up from this fourth beast.
Go ahead.
And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them.
And but after these 10 different kingdoms, which include but are not limited to your French Empire, Italian rulership, German rulership, Spanish rulership, and English rulership, these are just some of them that were of these 10 kingdoms. And they were all based in the same system of rule founded from the Grecians. But there would be one that would stand up after them that would be diverse from the first. And he shall subdue 3 kings. And if you know anything about history, when the United States arose as a kingdom, the 3 kingdoms that were in great dominance at the time, Spain, France, and England, all fell to the power of the United States. That's why you have the French wars, the France warred with the English and the Spanish in here in America, and they lost. Their dominion fell. You had the Spanish and American wars, and they lost. The Spanish lost. And, of course, you had the Revolutionary War. The English lost. And then you had the War of 1812 again, which the English lost. But yet, these 3 kingdoms fell to this one kingdom. Go ahead, verse 25.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High.
Which this government does, speaks very great words against the Most High.
And shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws.
And that's exactly what the democratic system is a changing of times and laws. They just have throughout the old rules and said, no, we're going to make these new rules, and there's going to be new times, and you're going to do things a different way. No longer are we going to rule there with these theocracies, these kingdoms that say they're ruling by the power of God. We're going to rule by the power of the people. Change times and laws.
And they shall be given into his hand
for a time
and times and the dividing of time.
But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And so this fourth beast, its apex, it's what you call its high point is America. This is where this democracy has flourished and has fulfilled the entire prophecy to subdue the whole world and break it into pieces. This is why the United States has military and government installments throughout every continent on Earth. There's not a place in the world that the United States does not flex and bolster power. And they have broken the world into pieces. Through this fourth beast, the world has been broken into pieces. The European kingdoms, many years ago, went into the continent of Africa, and they had what they called the Scramble for Africa, in which the French assumed rulership and dominion over a certain portion and region of Africa. The German assumed rulership over a region and portion of Africa. The Dutch and the Spanish and the English and the Italian and all these different European countries assumed rulership without asking the inhabitants if they could, just went in there and colonized this country, this continent, and broke them into pieces. Don't think that was exclusive to Africa. They did this in Asia too. And they did this in America, and they did this in South America. They just went in and just broke up all these different nations and said, your nation now is from this border to this border. You heard about years ago, you seen the movie Hotel Rwanda and the Tutsis and the, can't remember the other name of the group of people at the moment. They fought against each other. Killed each other, massive slaughter, and they were all originally the same people. But the Europeans broke up their country, broke up their original nation, went in there and divided them into pieces, just like the prophecy says. And the United States just continued and furthered this movement. And now you have the world as it is today, this world that has been imposed upon by a democratic system in which they tell every nation you should implement democracy, a government for the people, by the people, in which you now have your people choose who will rule. But is that what is really going on? So what is really going on is what it says in the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter. Start reading at the first verse.
And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower.
You see, they said, let us make us a name and a tower that shall reach unto heaven, so that it will be a name for us, so we can be the ones that rule us, so we can be the ones that rule from heaven. What about Yah's name? What about Yahweh's rulership? That's why it says Yahweh said, it says Yahweh came down, verse 5.
And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And Yahweh said, behold, the people is one.
The people are one. The people are now one. They all united to do this thing that would actually put them in direct competition with the Creator. He said, I'm not about to allow these people to build a tower that would go up into heaven so they can climb to the top of this tower. Sound familiar? So they could climb to the top of this tower and stand up top of it and put a name on top of this tower. Say that this tower is in the name of a people. And they rule over all they can see. Well, Yahweh wasn't having that. And Yahweh destroyed this thing. But go to the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter. Because this is the goal of the wicked. And in Isaiah, the 14th chapter, start reading at verse 12.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?
How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?
Son of the morning.
Son of the morning.
How art thou cut down to the ground?
Why are you fallen from heaven, Lucifer? Why? Because you wanted to go up into heaven. You wanted to rule in heaven. The people want to be the rulers up in heaven. And so they think that if the people choose the people, that means you're united. Let's unite ourselves. Hence the United States of America, the United Kingdom. They want to unite themselves so they can rule themselves. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground?
Which did weaken the nations.
You, the one that weakened the nations, subdued all the nations.
For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven.
I will ascend into heaven. And who said this first? Of course, the original Babylon. The original Babylon, the people of what we know as the city called Babel. And Babylon means the city of confusion. So they called the city Babel, which means confusion. And Babylon means city of confusion. And this is the original Babylon. They wanted to ascend into heaven. The people said, let's make this tower. Well, the now daughter of Babylon is still having the same aim and goal. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Elohim. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Verse 15.
Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit.
Yeah, that's what is going to happen. And that is what has happened. Yahweh didn't allow the people to keep their tower. And Yahweh will not let the people keep their democracy and their goal to rule in heaven. Even though they're building rockets and towers and spaceships just to get up there. And of course, the International Space Station is a united project through Russia, China, America, England. Various kingdoms have united to have a space station a high building floating in the sky. Why do you think they're doing that? But this is part of the democratic system. And it is the aim of the democratic system. If Yahweh said, as he said in Daniel, that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, then what is a system that says we rule? Well, of course, it's an enemy system. It's a system that is adverse to the way of Yahweh. Go to Psalms 14, verse 1.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good.
Yes, this fool says there is no Elohim. And that's why the American democratic system is based in science, as they say. There are people that follow science. And science inherently rejects Yahweh. All the time. They have to put their so-called religious beliefs aside and follow science and prove science. And science, in this heathen way, is a system that tries to disprove the Creator, but always ends up proving He exists. Yet the fool has said in their heart, there is no Elohim. That's why your founding fathers of oppression decided to say, let's separate church and state, as they say. Let's not have these things together. Which is why they can have laws that are different than the Creator's laws. The law of Yahweh lets you know that you're not allowed to murder, and murder is when you lie in wait and you kill somebody. Murder is when you kill somebody with an iron tool, like an axe or a sword or a crowbar. Or a gun, something like that. You kill them with that, you murdered them. But if you was just chopping wood in the forest and the axe head flew off and you had no malice in your heart, we know that this was an accident. But the police can kneel on a man's neck for 8 minutes plus. And he got malice in his heart. He done shot people of color and killed them. He done shot people of color before. He done beat people of color. He done unlawfully arrested people of color. And now he done killed somebody on tape. We know that was murder. There's no denying it. And various other police that do it. And various other people that obviously hate us are murderers. You can't say that a lynching is justified because you think he stole something. Law don't, that's not an equal punishment in the law of Yah. Stealing does not warrant death all the time. There's only a couple instances where you dying for stealing is okay. And it's none of the ones that we've been killed for, hung for, disemboweled for, decapitated for, and various other ways they've killed black people. All murderers. But democracy changed the times and changed the laws. Yet, our people have been fooled by a system that says there is no Elohim. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Since the whole world has been subdued by this fourth beast, and this small horn, this small kingdom that's popped up, the whole world has been subdued by it and their democracy in Russia and in China and in various countries in Africa, in Europe, in South America, in North America, in Central America. Everyone has a political system that relates to democracy. In the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, read verse 1 and 2.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Yes, democracy has covered the earth. The darkness has covered the earth.
And gross darkness, the people.
And the people are in gross darkness because they are following after this democracy. Of course the people want a democratic system. It allows you to make yourself an Elohim in which people worship you, choose you. They run down streets with signs with your face and name on it. They wear pittons on their shirt, buttons, shirts. They put your name on cars. They put signs in their yard with your name on it. They put hats on their head with your name and your picture on it. They run commercials for you with your name and picture on it. They get up and they talk and give speeches about you. This is a self-worshipping system in which everyone gets the opportunity to be the most important person they can be just because they say that they can be. When what you should be doing is running down the street for Yahweh, putting signs in your yard praising Yahweh, wearing hats praising Yahweh, pins and buttons praising Yahweh. And why should we do that instead of what we've been doing? Why? Because if you really want a lawgiver, then look what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 33rd chapter. Verse 22.
For Yahweh is our judge.
But they elect judges. They elect judges in the democratic system. They elect them. They choose them. Judges run for office in the democratic system. And you get to choose who you would have be the judge in your court when you have to go and have things adjudicated, have decisions made on offenses in your community. You elect these judges, and they get to sit on this high platform with this dark suit and have a gavel, and they get to exact rule and judgment because you chose them. You got to give honor to them. But Yahweh is your judge.
Yahweh is our lawgiver.
But they elect lawgivers. They elect lawmakers, as they call them, congressmen and senators who make up these laws. Of course, the times and laws have changed. If I get to go to a little box and choose somebody who is going to make laws like a black man can't go down the street without a little piece of paper that says he can. Like a black man can't go into a store that the white person don't want it to go in. They made those laws. A black man can't do this, and a black man can't do that. And if black people want to get married, they got to get a license to say they get married. Whereas white folks can get married whenever they want, from whoever they want, wherever they want. White folks don't need no license. White folks don't need no piece of paper to say that they could do this. But your lawmakers that you elected, they said that this can happen. Your lawmakers said that black people can't buy land here and black people can't buy land there. but your lawmakers. They the ones that created these things that people have to go to the streets to protest for, to ask to be changed. It is your lawmakers that have supported police brutality, police terrorism. Now you're in the streets asking them to change the police system. It's your lawmakers and the people you elected that said black people are only three-fifths of a human being. And it's right there in the Constitution of the United States. And it has yet to be amended. No, it's not been amended. They only have said everybody born in the United States is a citizen. They didn't say that you were no longer three-fifths. They just said if you were born in the United States, you're a citizen. But you're still looked at as property. That's why the lawmakers make laws that allow you to go to prison and have to work for them. The lawmakers do that. But Yahweh is your lawgiver. Mm-hmm.
Yahweh is our king.
And Yahweh is the king. Yahweh is the head of our community. Yahweh is the head of our country. Yahweh is our king. Go to the book of 1 Samuel. See, this democracy has given you illusion that you are better off choosing who you want to be your leader. But the policies and institutions that are set up in this country are all geared to making sure only a certain type of person has the power. And it's definitely not you. But in 1 Samuel, 8th chapter, verse 1.
And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba, and his sons walked not in his ways.
Meaning, these judges that Samuel appointed, they didn't follow the law. Now, did the people have to go to the streets and burn down buildings? No, look what happened.
And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after idols and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together.
All the elders, meaning the very well-respected folks, the leaders, the ones that had honor, not the little troublemakers in the streets, but the elders gathered themselves together
and came to Samuel
and went to the chief, went right to him. They didn't go burn down the buildings. They didn't go throw rocks. That's what you have to do in a democratic system, because they give you the right to protest. They give you the right to complain in the street, because to them, that's okay, because that's how they won their government. They burnt down and looted their oppressor's institution. And they say, yeah, that's okay to do. But then when you do it, they arrest you. So that seems hypocritical. But yet, that's not how our people operated. Our people just went to the chief and said unto him,
behold, thou art old.
You too old now.
And thy sons walk not in thy ways.
And your sons don't do how you done. They don't do as you taught.
Now make us a king.
But they just went to the extra mile and said, now make us a king
to judge us
like
all the nations.
Now they wanted to be like everyone else. You see, this is how Israel has always been. Want to be like everyone else. We want a king. And Yahweh was like, no, you don't want a king for real. This king will not treat you good. You'll be oppressed. But that's what we wanted. And the people are still doing that today. And because of that, you are now in a system that is not for your best interest. But look in the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. Jeremiah chapter 5, start reading at verse 23.
But this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart.
Yes, this people, talking about us, we have a revolting, meaning we revolt, we rebel, we have a revolting and rebellious heart.
They are revolted and gone.
They revolted and walked away.
Neither say they in their heart.
And people don't say in their heart.
Let us now fear Yahweh, our
let's
Elohim.
Let's fear Yahweh. But the people are saying, let's go vote. Let's choose ourselves a better leader than Trump. And the only option they give you is Biden. How is it that it's a government by the people, for the people, when you only have two options of people to choose from? Why can't you choose whoever you want to choose? Why can't you do that? No, you have to be some kind of rich, established white man, or at least a rich, established man that is accepted in the European American system. You just can't be me. Somebody can say, hey, Isha, we want you to be president. And then they just start allowing me to run for president. They shoot me before I got on TV. That's not how it works. You got to be in a certain club. But the people, they don't say in their heart, let's fear Yahweh. Uh-huh.
That giveth rain.
He's the one that give rain. It's amazing that our people have been so turned backward that we vote and run up and down the street for a system that can't even make it rain. But we don't want to fear Yahweh, who will make it rain. Uh-huh.
The former and the latter.
He'll even give you the former and the latter rain.
In his season.
In the proper time, in his season.
He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest.
Meaning Yahweh is the one that actually gives us a time to bring in what we have sown, to get blessed. Uh-huh.
Your iniquities.
But our iniquities.
Have turned away these things.
And we have turned away these blessings.
And your sins.
And our sins.
Hath withholden good things from you.
Which is why you get people like Trump over you.
For among my people are found wicked men.
So among the people are wicked men. No righteous man wants to go and run in this democratic system and hold office in this democratic system. One day when I was a younger man, I was living in a project, what they call the projects here in Cincinnati. It's a place called Wind Terrace. I was living there and I used to run a little program in their community center for the youth. And one of the people came up to me and said, man, you should be the president of the community board or whatever they had going on there. I would nominate you and it would be easy for you to be it because nobody cares about the system in here anyway. They don't vote for it. You could just be nominated and somebody vote for you and you'll be in there. And you can do good things for this community if you are the president of the community board. And I thought to myself, maybe that would be a good thing. maybe I should do that. I can really help people learn about Yahweh. Maybe I can do this. And then I went to my elder, my very wise friend, and my teacher, Moray Alicia, and I went to his barbershop, and I said, Moray, somebody told me about being the president over in Wynn Terrace of the community center there. And he said, yeah, that's good if you want to host Christmas parties and Easter parties and do all these kind of things. And Alicia knew how to talk to me. We was cool. And what he was saying is like, yeah, if you want to support idolatry, go right ahead. That's the kind of thing you like? Supporting idolatry? As soon as he said that, I laughed and it went out my mind. I knew right there, I'm not about to be nobody's board president. I ain't about to host no Christmas party. I made it all the way to the top in the education system, a principal of a school. I didn't put one decoration up when I was in my classroom. Not one Christmas decoration went on my doors. They said, you got to put Christmas decorations on your doors, Mr. Israel. Yeah, I put a red, black, and green paper and 7 candles and said, Shabbat Shalom. I said, you want me to represent a holiday? That's the one I represent. Because you can't do things that would be rejecting Yahweh. But Yahweh said that our people, what did it say again?
For among my people
are found
wicked men.
Wicked men. That's what you would end up becoming when you end up in this democratic system. Because as I read the other day, when a ruler hearkened to lies, all his servants are wicked. And if you're in the democratic system, there's a hierarchy. You have to follow the ruler. And the ruler will have you do wickedness. Yahweh said, my people are wicked men.
They lay wait.
They lay wait.
As he that set of snares.
Mm-hmm.
They set a trap. They catch men.
That's what they do. They catch men.
As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit.
And that's why these politicians are liars. Their houses are full of deceit. Why would you go after a politician who's lying to you? And they know they're lying to you. And you know they're lying to you. They get before you and say, look what these liars did the other day. These lying politicians put on kente cloth, stood before the people and took a knee as to remember George Floyd and to bring honor to say Black Lives Matter. They stood before you on cameras with kente cloth. The same politicians that have voted to keep you in prison, to take away your money, to take away your unions, to take away anything that would be beneficial to you for their pockets, then so they can win your vote, they stand before you in kente cloth. They're just lying to you. They're lying to you. Their houses are full of deceit.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, they are become great and waxing rich.
They're really rich because they done been kicking a lot of bull crap to you and getting your money. Now they rich and you poor, yes?
They are waxing fat.
Uh-huh.
They shine.
They shine.
Yay, they overpass the deeds of the wicked.
They overpass the murders of your people. They overpass the lynchings and the rapings and the treachery and the looting that's been done to you. And you're choosing them. You're electing them. But you're rejecting Yahweh. Uh-huh.
They judge not the cause, they cause of their fatherless.
They don't judge the cause of the fatherless. You don't see politicians judging the cause of the fatherless. And if you run for office, if you become part of the democratic system, you're not going to be able to stand up for the fatherless. You're not going to be able to go out there and feed the poor and go help the fatherless without having some kind of campaign scheme, without having some kind of PR team. Show what you're doing, shaking hands and kissing babies. They're not judging the cause of the fatherless,
yet they prosper.
But they're still prospering because they're stepping on and kneeling on your neck.
And the right of the needy.
The right of the ones that need. The right of the needy.
Do they not judge?
They're not even looking after them.
Shall I not visit for these things?
Shall I not visit Obama for these things? Shall I not visit Colin Powell for these things? Or Condoleezza Rice for these things? Shall I not visit Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson for these things? All your politicians in Black America, all your leaders that get your vote, he's going to visit them for these things,
Saith Yahweh, shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?
And you the one that chose them, Israel. You the one that ran up and down the street for them, rallied for them, cried for them, talked for them, voted for them, bled for them.
A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land.
A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land.
The prophets prophesy falsely.
Yes, these so-called messengers, these prophets, they are prophesying to you falsely.
And the priests bear rule by their means.
And the priests, they bear rule by their own means. They not even listening to the calls of the people.
And my people love to have it so.
But Yahweh's people love to have it so.
And what will ye do in the end thereof?
Now what are you going to do? Because it is the end. Yahweh's people love to have this thing so. That's why you can see your own brother get murdered on tape, on video, on camera, live, as it is happening. You can watch this thing and people could stand before you and say, now let's go vote. Because you've been tricked in this democratic system. You've been fooled in this democratic system. That's why they can tell you that the separation in democracy is between church and state. Let's not mix state rule with church belief. But yet, your politicians are going right to your church to get your vote. What kind of nonsense is that? I'll show you what kind of nonsense you're dealing with. Go to the book of Daniel, the 8th chapter. In Daniel chapter 8, start reading. Verse 8.
Therefore, the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn.
Just like in the fourth beast, these horns, but here comes another little horn.
Which waxed exceeding great.
Toward the south.
And toward the east.
Toward the pleasant land.
And it waxed great, even to the host of heaven.
As again, these people want to get up into heaven and be like the Most High. Democracy is not about having a government in which you choose your destiny. It's about being in such a dream world that they will make it a goal of excellence to reach the heavens, even to the host of heaven.
And it cast down some of the hosts and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them.
Yea.
He magnified himself even to the prince of the host.
And by him,
the daily sacrifice.
And again, this word sacrifice is in italics because it's not there. What it's really saying is the continuity, the regular thing, the normal thing was taken away. And the place of his sanctuary was cast down. It's this sacrifice, even if you use the word sacrifice, it's not your normal sacrifices just ain't happening no more. What you used to sacrifice for just ain't there. Your normal, your daily sacrifice of watching TV in the ball game, your daily sacrifice of going to the bar, and your daily sacrifice to get to the club, and your daily sacrifice to serve your oppressor is taken away. And the place of his sanctuary was cast down, and a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. Go ahead.
And it cast down the truth to the ground.
You see, democracy cast the truth to the ground.
And it practiced.
And it practiced.
And prospered.
And it prospered.
Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto the certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice?
How long is this thing going to be?
And the transgression of the desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And it came to pass, when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Eulia, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I was stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now as he was speaking with
me. So he's letting them know this thing will be at the end. Go ahead.
Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed, the end shall be. The ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of the Media and Persia.
So these rams that had two horns were the kingdoms of Media and Persia, the third beast. Uh-huh.
And the rough goat.
The second and third beast. Uh-huh.
And the rough goat is the king of Grecia.
Greece.
And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king.
So the king, the goat was the king of Greece. This is this great horn with these four horns, and up came the other little horn was Greece. Then we tell you that the Grecians is the founders of your democracy. They the ones that cast the truth to the ground and brought forth this democracy. And who are these Grecians that started this democracy in the book of Joel? The third chapter. In the book of Joel, the third chapter, start reading verse 4.
Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine?
Or Philistasia, the Philistines, the Palestinians, which are these people that say that their land, what they call Palestine, is theirs. But Yahweh said, what do you have to do with me, you Philistines?
Will ye render me a recompense?
Will you render me payback? Will you give back to me what is owed?
And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head.
And if you pay me back, I'll give it right back on your own head. And why would I do this, says Yah?
Because ye have taken my silver.
You took my silver out
and
of my
land.
Gold. And my gold out of my land.
And have carried it into your temples.
You carried it into your temples, your houses of idolatry.
My goodly pleasant things.
Uh-huh.
The children also of Judah.
You even took the children of Yehuda.
And the children of Jerusalem.
Remember who he's talking about. He's talking about the Philistines, the Palestinians, the original ones. Because these so-called Palestinians in the land today are mingled people. But he's talking about the Philistines, the original ones, You took my gold and my silver and put them in your temples, but you also took the children of Yehuda
and the children of Jerusalem.
Have you sold
unto the Grecians,
unto the Grecians, unto the children in Hebrew of Javan, which is the fourth son of Japhet, which is the fourth beast. The Grecians, you sold them to them,
that ye might remove them far from their borders.
That you might remove them far from their borders. So who actually sold us into slavery? It's the Palestinians, the Philistines, and they're sons of Ham. And why do you think they keep on saying black people sold black people into slavery? Because these groups of folks was Philistines. And they sold us to the children of Yavon, the Grecians, the Greeks, your American people, into this system of democracy that allowed slavery to be legal. So why would we join ourselves to this democratic system that has done nothing but oppress us? In these times, we should be doing what you would call a boycott, because the democratic system has not favored well for you. But the boycott you should be doing is not the same as the boycotts that are part of the democratic system, in which you protest in the bounds of democracy in order to bring about change. For instance, during apartheid in South Africa, when this thing became too abhorrent for people to see because media became more vast at this time. Apartheid had been going on in South Africa for years. For years. And apartheid is the same thing as Jim Crow. It's segregation. It's in South Africa, they call it apartheid. But it's no different. And in this apartheid, it was ugly. They murdered black people. They oppressed black people. They threw black people in prison for no reason, like Nelson Mandela. And the South Africans became very, very oppressed. But what happened? Media, big stars, you know, big movie stars and music stars brought a lot of attention. And so it became very known throughout America and the world that this thing was going on in South. They found that many companies supported apartheid. Companies were spending money with these people and setting up their corporations in these countries of South Africa and benefiting off of the practices of apartheid, like Pepsi Cola and Coca-Cola companies, McDonald's and companies like this, just benefiting. Well, the people decided to boycott. And a good boycott they did, because they didn't boycott them too long, and companies started disavowing the South African government and not supporting them. So they started losing money because of these boycotts. And you had just big boycotts around the world and in America about these big companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. Big boycotts. They let Nelson Mandela out of prison, but he became president of a democratic system. Nevertheless, these boycotts forced a change. But it was a protest in democracy, because Coca-Cola is still poisoning your lungs and veins today. Pepsi-Cola is still poisoning you, and they're still supporting apartheid It's just called America. Because America is built in apartheid. It's built in segregation. It's built in racism. It's built in oppression. Part of democracy, which we should talk about in another lesson, is capitalism. Its whole system of capitalism, which is an economic system, of course, is based on making sure they make the largest profit from spending the least amount of resources and money. And the best way they do that in capitalism is through slavery. Why do you think capitalism in America is the way it is today? Why do you think your prisoners are making so many materials that you use today? Why do you think your prisoners are so many of your phone operators when you make phone calls for customer service? Why do you think your prisoners are producing things like license plates and picking cotton and chopping down trees and cleaning up sides of roads and doing all kind of different things? Why? Because it's slavery. It's capitalism. It's how the system is built. And this is what you were sold into. And a boycott, but not a boycott in democracy, a boycott in righteousness, would be the way to return from this system. Because what we haven't been doing is calling on Yahweh. Look what it says in Isaiah, the 30th chapter. Start reading at the first verse.
Woe to the rebellious children, saith Yahweh, that take counsel, but not of me.
See, we taking counsel, we're going to the various doctors and psychologists and social scientists and politicians, judges that we elect, senators that we elect, representatives that we elect. We're going to these people in counsel, but not of Yahweh,
And that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit.
And we go seek somebody to cover us, somebody to give us a covering and a protection, but it's not the spirit of Yahweh.
That they may add sin to sin?
That we may add sin to sin. You're already sinning, but you're going to go try to cover yourself and in counsel with more sin.
That walk to go down into Egypt.
But we walk into Egypt, the house of bondage.
And have not asked at my mouth.
Did we ask Yahweh if we should go there?
To strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh.
And we going to get strong in the king of Babylon, the Pharaoh of Egypt, but not of Yahweh. And to trust in the shadow of our own oppression, Egypt. This is what we have been doing. What we should be doing is returning unto Yah. Look what we should be doing. We want to know what would be the best course of action. How are we supposed to combat the things that's going on? What is supposed to help us? Well, then, look what it says in the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. Verse 12.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbath you shall keep.
We shall keep Yahweh's Shabbat. Why? Because the Sabbath is when Yahweh ceased from his work. He rested. And we should cease from our work. The Sabbath is a day where you're able to cease from everything you did during the week, because you have completed your work.
For it is a sign between me and you.
And this is a sign between Yahweh and us.
Throughout your generations.
Forever, throughout our generations.
That ye may know.
And in this Sabbath we will know.
That I am Yahweh.
That he is Yahweh.
That do sanctify
that
you.
That has made us set aside. That has made us holy. He is Yahweh that has separated us from everyone else. We don't need to go through and up and down the streets, picket signs saying that I am a human, standing before the court steps, calling and crying. We don't need to stand before the White House crying. We don't need to walk up and down the bridges hollering and screaming and calling for justice. No. We need to come into Yah's house. And he will teach us his way. And if we did that, that would be a boycott on monumental proportions. Because there would be no Hebrew in the mall. No Hebrew at the store. No Hebrew at the theater. No Hebrew at work. Making their products so they can get rich while you only make 10 and 9 and 8 and $12 an hour when they're getting millions and billions and gazillions of dollars. But you keep the Sabbath, you won't do that. You keep the Sabbath, you won't even purchase things on the Sabbath day, the biggest day of sales of the week. No, because you are not only protesting, you're professing that Yahweh is your king. Yahweh is your lawgiver. Yahweh is your judge. And Yahweh will save us. That's what you're doing when you keep the Sabbath day. You're taking it right to the proper ballot box. You're voting for the right leader. You're selecting the right representative, the one that brings the rain, the one that brings forth the latter and the former rain in its due season, the one that heals all diseases, the one that restores you, the one that delivers you. All the things these lying politicians claim they can do, but they don't. But if you keep the Sabbath day, you'll be calling on the one that can. Look here. In a couple of weeks, there's going to be a celebration of Independence Day. And, of course, there's all the big folly days that come about. But if you don't involve yourself in the democratic system, all of these so-called holidays would be a mute point to you. You wouldn't go to the store and buy a grill just to fry burgers and hot dogs on the 4th of July. You wouldn't go to the stores. I know when I was growing up in New York, they because firecrackers and fireworks were illegal in New York unless you're a professional. And so they would go to drive, people would drive down to Virginia because I think they were illegal in New Jersey and Delaware. So you would have to drive down to Virginia and buy fireworks. They would drive back up. You know how much money you just put back into your oppressive system? You're driving hundreds of miles just to buy a whole lot of fireworks just to shoot them off on the 4th of July to try to celebrate the independence of a country that has enslaved you for 400 years now. And if you don't do that, you're saving a lot of money. You're also hurting their pockets. You're not buying ballpark hot dogs and ballpark hot dog buns. And you're not buying poison ketchup and poison mustard and you're not buying poison food, just the grill and all the liquor and beer that you drink on this one day to celebrate independence that you don't even have. That's why I said the people are in gross darkness. Because we've been doing things that make absolutely no sense. In the holiday, you want to celebrate a holiday? Let's celebrate Yah's holiday, the Sabbath day, the day of blowing the trumpets, the day of atonement, Passover, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of weeks. Celebrate Yahweh's holy days. Plenty of days to eat and celebrate. But in the democratic system, we'll have you doing all these various wicked things. And the most important thing is choosing and involving yourselves in this Babylonian political system. We need to turn away from that. Walk away from that. In this 400th year that's coming to a rapid close, we need to reject choosing these false prophets, these false leaders, these wicked men, because it has not saved us. For 400 summers, we have heard this, Jeremiah the 8th chapter, verse 21.
For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt.
Yeah, for 400 summers.
I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me.
We've been black for 400 summers.
Is there no balm in Gilead?
Have we been unhealed?
Is there no physician there?
Where is the physicians?
Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
Why are we still sick?
Oh, that my head were waters and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a
mocking. Oh, I started you at verse 21. I wanted you to look at verse 20.
The harvest is past.
The harvest is past.
The summer is ended.
And why? And we
are not saved.
Are not saved. We've been voting. We've been running up and down the street for people to be our leader. But yet, we haven't been saved. No politician made your bills, your Duke Energy, your utility bills, your Southern power bills, wherever you live. Nobody stopped that except Yah. Nobody stopped all this oppression in the way that it was oppressing us. It still is. Nobody brought it to a halt like Yahweh. Nobody has done the things that Yahweh has done in these short few months that would even allow people to start looking at you and seeing maybe your life does matter. Your politicians couldn't bring about this kind of attention. Your politicians couldn't bring about this kind of reform. And they're trying to jump on the bandwagon that Yahweh started. You're going to be able to ride on the wagon for long. Because Yahweh is going to not only bring down the democratic system, he's going to bring down all the institutions that have corrupted our people and sought to destroy us forever. Yahweh is going to bring them down, and it is time we return to the Almighty Yah. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
by the rivers of Babylon. We sat and wept. They made us sing songs of Zion. If I forget Jerusalem, remove my tongue until I lose my breath. Happy is he that that's a little ones into the steps. Daughter of Babylon, America, the great whore, naked what you ashamed for. Come down and sit in the dust, the only place for who wage war. Raided our land, when y'all repay his bitches, he won't meet you as a man. He's plaguing Egypt again, leaving this place seven. Delivered us by temptations, signs, wonders, wars, a mighty hand stretched out arm in great terrors. The daughter of the Chaldeans no longer will be called the lady of kingdoms. The quarantine, the time of judgment, Jacob's lives departed. Return to Yah for the light when the skies is darkened. Only the wise regard it. So when these times are charted, leave Babylon departed and circumcise your heart. Heart.
Yah lead us out of Babylon. Please take us from this Babylon. We're leaving out of Babylon. Finally leaving Babylon.
Say, Yah, who shall abide up in your tabernacle? Who shall prevail right in your holy hill? The exodus of your servant is now being unveiled. The dust from all of us going is like the chemtrails. Left behind, these nations getting sifted like grapples. I see flying in the air like graduation tassels. The faces of our elite is left looking confused. They say that y'all was but truly inherited lies too. The bondage broken, chains shattered, no more the murder. The same ones who afflicted will be my baby nurses. Raise curses for the death of my people, curses. The blessing of you so almost fantasy verses. We were both in captivity, now the loser's winning. Your magnificent work is why these scribes are pending. The ruler is view of judgment, it's how it's measured in it. The saints is marching on home, no incentive for sinning. Yeah.
Yah lead us out of Babylon. Please take us from this Babylon. We're leaving out of Babylon. Y'all lead us out, no longer can we stay. Yeah, it's been too long since we done been away.
Too long.
Yeah, we've been turned upside down, don't know our night from our day.
We don't know the difference.
Yeah, and all we do is listen to what our oppressors say. So long, I hope it has gone astray.
So long.
We lay down to every suitor in every way. Just to leave our hearts in complete disarray. But Yahweh will save us according to what his words say. Yah lead us out of Babylon.
When you're down and you're hurt and you can't go.